Hey, and welcome to the English Coach Amelia podcast. This is your host, Amelia. This week has been full of surprises, I have to say. Can you imagine the look on my face when I received this message through Anchor, this podcasting app I use to record my episodes just like this one? Check this one out.
Hi, Amelia. I'm Esma from Turkey. I just would like to say to you hi and introduce myself. I mentioned before on Instagram about speaking. I'm a little bit shy. I'm speaking about speaking, and I decided to overcome this and you say send me a message and maybe we can talk if I see, and I hope you will see me and answer to me. Thank you. Bye bye.
Wasn't this something? My jaw dropped to the floor when I heard Esma's recording. Isn't she a brave soul for taking a huge step forward and overcoming her shyness? But you know, it got me thinking about the reasons why humans are shy and how to overcome that numbing feeling. And you know which feeling I'm talking about. It's that moment your body tenses up in social situations, or your mind has gone blank and you get really uncomfortable in your own skin because you blush and your heart beats really fast. You may even tremble, sweat, and get nauseous. So, first let's look at what shyness is. It is a reflection of awkwardness or apprehension that some people feel when approaching or being approached by other people. Shyness is a response to fear, and research suggests that although it reflects the neurobiology of the nervous system, it is strongly influenced by parenting practices and life experiences. So, there you have it, two main things, fear and upbringing. So, what is it that we fear when we speak English? Do we fear being rejected, misunderstood, being mocked, being made fun of for the way we speak? I know I experienced my share of jokes at the way I used to speak English, and I used to agonize after every mistake I made. I would replay it in my head over and over and over again, until I would not feel like coming out of my room to see anyone. Sounds familiar? How about parenting practices? I was raised to obey rules, respect the elders, put others first. Does it mean my parents raised me to be a shy person? I doubt this was their intention, yet I ended up being a shy person, and it took me a lot of hard work to overcome that. In fact, I'm more of an introvert, if I'm being honest. And, you know, I always thought introvert is just another fancy name for shy people. But unlike introverts who feel energized by time spent alone, shy people often desperately want to connect with others, but don't know how or cannot tolerate the anxiety that comes with human interaction. The shy often experience low self-esteem, fear of rejection, or self-consciousness, which can prevent them from developing new relationships if they are perpetually turning inward to monitor their own behavior. Would you believe me if I told you approximately 40 to 50% Americans consider themselves shy? Wow, that number just blew me away. I believe that shyness is a symptom. With shyness, the deeper fears are related to rejection and insecurity. We long for acceptance. We feel extremely conscious about our self-image. Our egos would have us believe that we need to be smarter, better looking, and more perfect. Like, that's even an option. We fear psychological death if we get rejected. As a result, we say no to life very often. We become slow to smile. We give weak handshakes, not because we're insincere about making new friends, but because we are not confident about ourselves. Being shy can make us feel miserable. It affects our ability to make or develop friendships, learning English, or landing that dream job you always wanted. So, how do we kick shyness to the curb? Well, stick around and find out more. Okay, so let's do something about being shy. First off, if you are shy, don't feel bad about it. Many people suffer from some form of social anxiety. Now, how would you feel if I told you some of the greatest minds of our time and most successful people in different industries, from film and technology to literature and science, have been notoriously shy? Oh yeah! What do Abraham Lincoln, Mark Zuckerberg, and Nicole Kidman have in common? You guessed it. All of them declared themselves shy. Let's look at Abraham Lincoln, who was one of the most iconic presidents of the United States. He was known for being the strong, silent type who never felt particularly comfortable around others, even as the leader of the country. How about Mark Zuckerberg? He may have created Facebook, but Mark Zuckerberg has always been a lone wolf. Nicole Kidman. She may have 4 Oscar nominations to her name, but Nicole Kidman has never been quiet about her shyness off camera. She once said, "I am very shy, really shy. I even had a stutter as a kid, which I slowly got over, but I still regress into that shyness. So I don't like walking into a crowded restaurant by myself. I don't like going to a party by myself." Can you just imagine Nicole Kidman saying that? So, my dear Esma, if it makes you feel any better, you are in great company. Secondly, appreciate your individuality. In case you haven't noticed, everyone is unique and different. So, instead of feeling self-conscious, embrace who you are unconditionally. When you learn to embrace your uniqueness, you will have more confidence. This tip is pretty straightforward, but often overlooked. Take deep breaths. Yeah, it's that simple. This will help you to clear your mind, give you some time to gain composure, and avoid an anxiety attack. How about going on new adventures? When most people think about stepping out of their comfort zones, they usually run the other way. But being bold is an important step in overcoming feelings of shyness. Just look at Esma. She dared herself and sent me this voice message and then some more. So the next time you are presented with a social opportunity that is not in your usual scene, go out on a limb and give it a try, or at least take baby steps to inch toward your new adventure. My favorite tip is stop saying you're shy. That's right. Have you ever noticed that the more you say you're shy, the more your shyness increases? I know it sounds crazy. And this week, I noticed I said it a couple of times on live streams just as a joke, and I did feel shy just saying it. Suddenly, I was aware of tens of people listening to me, and I became self-conscious immediately. So, instead of constantly talking about how shy you are, try reframing your mind with positive affirmations such as, I am confident, I speak clearly and with ease. Write it on your mirror with your red lipstick if that helps you. And next, let's release the past. Has anyone ever made fun of you or the way you speak English? I know it must have been really difficult to bounce back from that, but don't allow the past to rule your future. Perhaps you could find a new speaking partner to form some positive experiences. Another important thing to practice is to learn to speak up. Do you talk so quietly that people are always asking you to talk louder? It is okay to speak and be heard, so try to get into the habit of talking louder. Feeling afraid? Practice in front of the mirror until you get it. Another change you can make is to meet new people regularly. A great way to overcome shyness is to make it a point to meet someone new, let's say every week. When you are constantly focused on making new friends, you will forget about your shyness. Perhaps you could try volunteering at a charity and meet new people this way. Another thing you could try is creative visualization. Imagine yourself striking conversations with strangers, giving public presentations, doing a sales talk, and so on. Run the mental movie in your mind and see yourself as someone who is every bit confident. Act alone in your room, and soon you will play that part in real life. And last but not least, get role models. It helps to get role models who are not shy in the least. So, study their behavior, habits, and likes of these people. If it is a friend that you know, ask for help, and most people would be glad to assist you. I know I'm throwing a lot at you, but if there's anything you can take away from this episode, please let it be this. Even if you are shy, you can still smile. Take it from Esma. She was bold and courageous, but overall, she smiled in that voice message because she overcame her shyness. So, be happy and you will attract other happy people into your life. When you surround yourself with confident people, your shyness levels will reduce. Overcome your shyness and come alive. Until next time, XOXO!